The Gospel of John, Chapter 21. Appendix: The Appearance of Jesus by the Lake. After this, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples by the Lake of Tiberias. He appeared to them in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, who was called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. And Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They replied, "We will come with you." And they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus called out, "Friends, have you anything to eat?" They answered, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "Throw the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find something." When they had lowered the net, they were not able to pull it in because of the great number of fish. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." At these words, "It is the Lord," Simon Peter put on his clothes, for he was stripped for work, and jumped into the water. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. They were not far from land, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." So Simon Peter climbed into the boat and pulled the net to shore. It was full of big fish, 153. But in spite of this, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." And not one of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" For they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus revealed himself to his disciples after rising from the dead. After they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these do?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Look after my sheep." And a third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was saddened because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus then said, "Feed my sheep. Truly I say to you, when you were young, you put on your belt and walked where you liked. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will put a belt around you and lead you where you do not wish to go." Jesus said this to make known the kind of death by which Peter was to glorify God. And he added, "Follow me." Peter looked back and saw that the disciple Jesus loved was following as well. The one who had reclined close to Jesus at the supper and had asked him, "Lord, who is to betray you?" On seeing him, Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain until I come, is that any concern of yours? Follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread in the community that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to Peter, "He will not die," but, "Suppose I want him to remain until I come back. What concern is that of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies about the things and has written these things down, and we know that his testimony is true. But Jesus did many other things. If all were written down, I think the world itself could not contain the books that should be written.